Qantas has won a major industrial relations dispute. The bitter disagreement over pay and working conditions led to the grounding of its entire fleet late last year. Today, Fair Work Australia announced it had rejected one of the union's key demands involving the use of contract ground staff. It also ruled in favour of Qantas in a number of other areas, including the pay rise. Finance reporter David Taylor has more.
The decision by Qantas to ground its entire fleet late last year blindsided air travellers right across the globe. It was Qantas's response to what it determined were unreasonable union demands. One of those demands included a 5% wage increase for its workers. But the key sticking point was a demand by the unions to limit the use of lower cost contractors to supplement or replace jobs covered by the agreement. A marathon hearing at Fair Work Australia forced unions to go back to work. A further 21-day arbitration process failed to reach an agreement. That put the matter solely in the hands of Fair Work Australia. Well, nearly a year later, Fair Work Australia today handed down its ruling. The industrial umpire decided on a 2.9% pay increase for workers, over 2% below unions' demands. It also rejected a union demand for a 20% cap on the use of contract ground staff workers. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce was speaking at a gathering in Sydney today. This was his response to the news.
Look, I'm not going to comment on this because, as I said, the ruling just came out at 12 o'clock. We haven't had the time to digest it. We need to do this appropriately. And unlike some other people out there, we never rush to make a judgment. We take the time to carefully consider it and make the appropriate comments when that's the case. And we'll be happy to come back after. I'm sure my guys are looking at it at the moment. And we'll be happy to make a statement once we have digested what the actual ruling is, and we'll come back to it then.
The National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union held a press conference not long after Alan Joyce spoke in Sydney. He focused on a small number of wins that Fair Work Australia gave to the union. Tony Sheldon.
We've been able to secure a wage increase, including during the period that the company were adamant when they were using delaying tactics to stop wage increases from occurring. They've now got it backdated 12 months. Secondly, the company has been told absolutely clearly by the courts that they cannot outsource to labour hire companies and force compulsory redundancies.
Andrew Stewart is a professor of law at the University of Adelaide. He agrees the union made some headway in its bid for better pay and working conditions.
And the one or two other aspects of the decision where the union, where the Fair Work Australia has been prepared to write into the determination commitments that Qantas was happy to give but didn't want formally enshrined in the determination. So the union did get something out of today's decision, but you'd have to say overall this was pretty much a win for Qantas.
At the start of the dispute, Qantas made a very clear strategic judgment call, and it paid off.
Well, I think it vindicates their strategy to pursue these matters through arbitration or pursue an outcome to this bargaining process through arbitration rather than through negotiation, and in particular that very suddenly announced lockout.
Well, are you satisfied that the grounding of the aircraft and the lockout was necessary for Qantas to move forward in this industrial dispute, or would you side with the unions in saying that it was a strategy used by Qantas that caused a lot of disruption that ended up giving them the exact result that they wanted?
They didn't have to necessarily not just announce a lockout, but have an immediate grounding of the fleet. So I thought at the time, and I still think, that Qantas could have handled that decision in a way that reduced the disruption for customers and reduced the damage to their brand. But obviously their thinking and that of their legal advisors was that by essentially hitting the nuclear button, this would put maximum pressure on the federal government to intervene, which of course the government did within hours, sending the matter to arbitration, and today's decision is the outcome.
Qantas also revealed today that 2,800 jobs had been lost through its recent efforts to restructure the airline.
David Taylor reporting.